Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Connections. Psalm 25, verses 16 to 19. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. Angie had agreed to go anywhere the Lord needed her when she graduated from college. She was assigned to a small school in California and within a few weeks had packed up her few material items and moved across the country, far away from her family in South Dakota. Moving across the country and learning a new way of life in a big city was an amazing experience. The traffic, all the unique restaurants, the ocean drives, and the busyness of the California culture were all very exciting. Not only that, since it was her first time living completely on her own, she enjoyed the independence and self-sufficiency. Working with the children in her classroom was best of all. They loved her and openly showed it every day with hugs, pictures they drew for her, and running into the room every morning to tell her about the activities from the evening before. By the end of her first year, the newness and excitement of independent living had worn off. Angie missed her family and deeply wished she lived close enough to see them on weekends. The isolation of living on her own made her apartment gloomy, no matter how brightly she decorated it. Her daily commute through traffic reminded her that no one really knew her in the big city. The psalmist writes about his loneliness and anguish, praying out to the Lord, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted." God designed us to be social beings. It is one of our basic needs. When we communicate and interact with other people in our daily activities, we connect. The feeling of connectedness gives our lives meaning and purpose. It is a motivation. When deep connections are missing in our life, there is an emptiness and feeling of isolation. We may even be more than lonely, as the psalmist says. We may be bearing affliction in some form of distress or even hatred from another person. Fortunately, we have a friend who has felt the loneliness, affliction, and hatred. Jesus knows exactly how we feel. He has gone before us and has lived his life perfectly in our place amid all of the loneliness and affliction. He felt the ultimate loneliness hanging on the cross in our place, separated from his Father. He puts people in our lives, in our school, church, and neighborhood as companions to whom we can reach out in our loneliness. We can go to him in prayer, confident that he not only hears us, but he understands how we feel in our earthly loneliness. And he gives us his promise that he is always with us, that he will never leave us or forsake us. What a comfort. We pray, "Dear Lord, please be with me in my loneliness on this earth. At times I am surrounded by people, but do not feel they really know who I am. Help me be a friend to others in their loneliness. Amen." Questions to consider. When do you feel lonely? How can you befriend someone you know who is feeling lonely or not connected to other Christians? How can this also help you in your loneliness? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.